So you touched on power versus force, and I
Yeah.
guess that brings us into the whole teachings of your calibration techniques and the scale of consciousness for the listeners. For those who aren't familiar with it, you have a scale that you wouldn't say, I guess you created it.
I just understood it, and that was the best way to explain it. Because it was obvious that the field of consciousness is infinitely powerful beyond time and dimension. Huh? And it was also the infinite, the absolute, in comparison to which all things could be calibrated. That was obvious. Just like you get the value of a thermometer, you know, the absolute zero. Everything is relative to absolute as compared to absolute zero. Or an altimeter as compared to sea level. This elevation is so-and-so. So it just establishes a point of reference, which is common in all of science. There's a calibrated field of reference. So all it did was establish a field of reference.
And this is with the use of kinesiology, which is muscle testing?
Well, that was just one example of it, you see. Because if you're testing the energy of life, then you have to use that through which life flows. We get naive questions. Can it be done with some electronic instrument? Yeah, but that would deny the very value of it, see. Because only protoplasm knows that which is beneficial to itself. So it's only consciousness that is capable of recognizing truth.
So
you can't eliminate the human consciousness because human consciousness is the very tool of the mechanism. As compared to the absolute, the energy of this calibrates it so-and-so. Consciousness knows instantly. And people who are used to doing it can tell almost the second you ask the question. You feel the energy flow down your arm. You already know it.
And consciousness is different than our mind.
Oh, yes. Consciousness is more a priori, more a fundamental. And the mind is just content. Consciousness is the capacity of awareness, not the what, but the quality itself. So consciousness is impersonal. It's an infinite radiant field out of which all of existence arises. So,
is it related to intuition or our instinct?
Instinct may well be also orchestrated with animal survival. Intuition, yes, because if you pray, let's say, you ask for milk, you say, dear God, I don't understand how I'm seeing this. And I ask God for a gift of being able to see this the way it is in truth, see? And then you sort of drop it, and you go out to the garage and get in the car, and just as you start it, you get it. It's so obvious, you know. Spiritual understanding comes about more like revelation. It's like an unfoldingness. You actualize the field by invocation. So to ask for a miracle, and you ask God for the truth, what is aligned with the highest good? And then you just pray for the answer to that. Instead of praying that the outcome should be this way or the outcome should be that way, you pray for understanding of it. And then the field sort of opens itself and it becomes obvious to you. When you say, oh, yeah, like you knew it already, only you'd sort of forgotten it or something.
So it's basically praying for understanding and for the highest good. That's
the way right.
We pray. Okay.
So you want to see, how can I comprehend this in a different way? You can say, I know my ego sees it as, you know, it wants the gain of whatever. How can I see this differently?